This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I just want to break out in song. It sounds like Here She Comes Moni Moni, which used to be my nickname. It's not that song, but that's what it sounded like. If you are just tuning in, we had an incredible hour. This is At Your Service on KMOX. I'm your host, Monica Adams, longtime television and radio host, and this used to be my home for 8 years. It was the KMOX Health and Fitness Show on the weekends. Nice to be here in the evening. For 30 years, I have been in radio and television, and I used to get up at 1:30 in the morning, so I'd be past my bedtime right now. So it's kind of fun to be up and just to be on the flip side of the world and to be changing lives, talking about mental health, physical health, spiritual health, and how they all play a huge part in our lives. We've been talking a lot about sports and athletes, but now let's get into the everyday person, as well as obviously wanting you to work out and eat healthy. One of the people that has been in my life for a very long time from a personal training standpoint is my dear friend Jamie Mushlin. Now, Jamie is the former owner of Sweat St. Louis Boxing Gym, owner of Red Fitness Lounge, now in the Carondelet Plaza in Clayton. High-end personal training that he does there. It's actually the first boutique fitness facility that he opened in St. Louis. This is his 36th year working with clients and helping them get to the next level on their fitness journey. Obviously, he is in phenomenal shape if you by chance follow him. If not, you should do so. You can also go to his website, redfitnesslounge.com. But beyond the fact of, yes, wanting to get people in shape, he has had his own problems that he's had to overcome, and we're going to let him tell that story. First of all, my friend, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jamie, take us back to a health scare that you went through. How long has it been now?
Well, let's see, 2014, so 9 years ago.
Wow, it's been that long?
Yeah, it's been 9 years, yes. Yeah.
So tell our listeners what you went through.
So 9 years ago, approximately around, I would say June or July, I got, my wife took me to get a hearing checkup. I started having hearing problems in my left ear. And along with that, I had a few sinus problems that just kept reoccurring and never went away. I didn't think anything about it. I've always been fit. I've always been healthy. So I wanted to just rule out, you know, certain things. My wife said, let's go get a hearing checkup because she's getting one. So we went to go get a hearing checkup, and they put the, the pods in your ears, and they test all these things to see if you can hear certain sensitivities and certain levels. And I thought I did great. I get done with the test. I go to the doctor. I say, how did everything go? And he says it didn't go well at all. He said you have 20% hearing loss in your left ear, and you have about 4% hearing loss in your right ear. He says, did you used to do jobs where you were in loud crowds and everything? And I said, yeah, in my day, I used to bounce in bars. I used to work in restaurants and bars. And I said, working in fitness my whole life, you're always listening to loud music. He says, well, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and get a hearing checkup after we have you get a MRI. So I want you to go get an MRI first, and then we're going to do another hearing checkup. And I said, an MRI, why would I need that?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I think you have a brain tumor.
Mm.
And I said, excuse me? And he says, well, I think you have a brain tumor. And I go, could it be anything else?
Exactly.
He said, oh, yeah. He said, it could be 100 other things, but I think you really have a brain tumor.
Wow.
And
what goes through your mind at that point, Jamie, to even think that could be it?
My life was over.
Yeah.
That's exactly what went through my head. I thought, this is it. You hear stories of people having brain tumors or getting diagnosed with them and nothing good comes from it. And I panicked and I immediately went to the worst part of my brain and thought, this is it. My life is over. And I go ahead and I get the MRI, and I take it 2 days later, and then they call me back, and the doctor called me back and said, it is exactly what I thought. He said, it's a medium-sized brain tumor, and it's located attached to your brain stem, but it wraps around to your ear canal. And he said, it does not have to come out right this minute, but it does need to come out within the next couple of months. One thing I always like to tell people, which kind of is extraordinary about this entire story, is the fact that this particular doctor, I was his last patient he was ever going to see because he retired.
Mm.
So when I left that day, he locked his doors and took his stuff and never came back. Had he not diagnosed me, I would have been dead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Jamie Mushlin. Jamie is the owner of Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton, and we're talking about the adversity he's had to overcome, again, with this brain tumor. And 100%, you know, we always talk about whether a person's faith-based or not, but you have to believe that that doctor was put into your life for a reason to bless you.
Oh, hands down. Absolutely.
And so, you're talking about the mental health side. One, the reaction, right? We're given horrible news. Anybody that's listening can think about what they've had to overcome. Breast cancer, you name it. Anything that's out there. And then how do we react to that? How do we get past it? Well, who do we lean on? You have an incredible wife that was, you know, surrounds you and still does to this day. You know, talk about how important that part is of dealing with that kind of news.
Well, she heard the news with me and everything, and she immediately went into fight or flight mode and jumped on the horn to try to find the best doctors in the country. My wife is in the medical field as well. And so she got on the horn and she contacted everybody that she could. And we found out that the best doctor was actually here in St. Louis at St. Luke's Hospital, Dr. Jacques Herzog. And we scheduled the appointment for November 5th because they only had two dates. He was going out of town on vacation, and so we had to wait till he got back. And the two dates he gave me was October 31st, and then November 5th was the next date. And I didn't take October 31st because I don't know if anybody's superstitious or not, but I've watched too many Halloween movies, and nobody comes out of the hospital alive on Halloween, at least not in the movies I've seen.
A bunch of zombies.
So, yep, exactly. So I took November 5th, and it was a 12 to 15-hour surgery. And the minute they got in there, it was a race against the clock to save my life because my brain had already started bleeding, which I found out later was not a good thing.
Well, and you had quite a recovery. I remember coming to visit you in the hospital. And,
yes.
You know, so Jamie's nickname is Superman. And if you never felt it before, I'm sure you felt Superman and superpowers coming back from a brain tumor.
That's exactly right. People ask me to this day, they go, what was it like and how does it feel? And, you know, you must have been horribly like down a deep, dark path and all this stuff. And I said, you know, the brain tumor was the best thing that ever happened to me because it woke me up and it made me realize what's really important in life.
Amen. And that is the thing that we are trying to really get across today is, you and I both, we as personal trainers, we both realize how huge the mental side is and how it, you know, keeps people in the game or takes them out of the game, makes them lose weight or, they find a myriad of excuses. But that right there is so paramount of when we think things in our lives are boulders when they're really just pebbles. He had a boulder. He had a brain tumor. And then here he is trying to change lives and not trying, but doing that on a regular basis. I'm going to take a break. You're going to stick around with me. When we come back, I want to have you talk about what you do on a daily basis with your clients and getting them to their goals and stressing the importance of that mindset. Again, Jamie Mushlin, the owner of Red Fitness Lounge, is my guest here on At Your Service. Stay with us. More to come on KAMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back. It is 9:19 at your service here on KAMOX News Radio 1120. So happy to have you with us. And we have had some really incredible guests. If you missed out in the first hour, I believe I'm going to ask Matt, my producer, do we get a chance to have a link and be able to post this after the fact? I know a lot of people have asked that.
It'll be on KAMOX.com. You just go to podcasts and you click on At Your Service.
All right, perfect. So then if you missed any part of this, you'll be able to see it after, or I should say, watch it after the fact. By the way, you are able to watch in studio if you go to our website on KAMOX. We have our webcams and you can watch the interactions, and we do have an in-studio guest coming up here at the end. We're talking about mental health, physical health, spiritual health. We got another 5 minutes or so here with Jamie Mushlin, the owner of Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton. And I actually used to work with Jamie for a handful of years. years, and we used to always talk about, you know, impacting lives and wanting to do big things together. And here we are tonight, changing lives and putting mental health at the forefront and how important it is. How much do you, with your particular clients on a daily basis, how much do you talk about the mental side, Jamie?
Oh, I would have to say at least 75 to 80% of it is the mental side of it. It's connecting the brain to the physical.
And, you know, a lot of times if they're carrying weight and they're stuck, right, and they swear they're doing everything you tell them to do, they're eating right, they're working out right, but there's a mental block from maybe some trauma in the past.
Well, and that's what I tell people. I tell people through adversity, you're going to be able, if you understand your own adversity, you'll be able to grow through it just by going through everything that you go through and taking steps every day to make yourself better and better. And so if you're able to connect that mind to your workouts and your body, you're going to create a healthier, better, stronger physical being and mental being.
If you're just tuning in, Jamie Mushlin was telling us about overcoming a brain tumor. How much coming out of that, obviously a long recovery just to be able to walk again, let alone be able to do what you do on a daily basis. How did that change your life the most?
So the things that I took away from it, I no longer hear out of my left ear, and I have I do not have a balanced nerve on my left side, so I have vertigo every day, and I have tinnitus every day, and that will never go away. And people always say, how bad is it? On a pain scale of 1 to 10, my vertigo is usually a 20 to 25, and the tinnitus is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the recovery was 16 to 32 weeks, and I came out of it and went back into the gym and work within the first 2 weeks. Because I said to myself that I'm not going to slow down for anything or anybody. I know my body. I know how it works. And I know what I've been training it to do for all these years. And I trained my body to get through this as quickly as possible.
Of course you did. It's because you're Superman. Jamie, how much of an emphasis, though, did you put on nutrition? What changed for you of the way you live your life today after going through something like that?
I had to make sure that my eating was healthy. You know me, you've known me for a long time. I eat junk. I'm not afraid to say it, but I did change myself from getting off of sweets, which I think should be at the very top of the food pyramid, but don't quote me on that. And I now eat healthy whole foods. I make sure I get a lot of my nutrition from vegetables, fruits, and good quality protein. And I stay away from processed food as much as possible.
Jamie and I used to have a little joke together, and he was always saying, all right, you do eat much healthier than I do when I was training with you. And I was like, okay, but I think, you know, never ever do you want someone to go through something like you did or any other kind of an illness that someone does. But it does suddenly shift you and make you go, okay, I have another level in me. For you, you shifted and said, I got to put even more emphasis on nutrition. The same thing I'm telling my clients, maybe I need to do my own mental check.
That's exactly what I did. I said, if I'm going to be able to, I got to talk the talk. I got to be able to walk it as well.
Well, in this final minute that we have, I love the fact that you do kind of the JM and the AM. If you follow Jamie, great. If you don't, I want you to, because he will start your day with a positive mindset. And that's really the whole thing, you know, that intention in the morning, right?
Correct. Absolutely. And when you get started, I tell people, understand why you're here, why you're doing what you're doing, and what the bigger picture is. And when you can understand and answer those questions, you can move forward in your physical fitness, and you can conquer it every time.
Well, we have a lot of lives to change together, my friend, and this is just the
Amen.
Beginning of it. Jamie
Amen.
Mushlin, thank you so much, and continue to do what you do. You are changing lives and impacting the world on a wonderful basis.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to continue to talk about that mindset. Another dear friend that I met during my days at Fox 2, she came in. First of all, she walked in the door, and I thought, wow, this woman is stunning. And, you know, she inspired me just from her look. Then she opened her mouth. We connected like we were fitness twins, and then her heart is what won me over. We've been friends and had no idea, just from one interview, that we would be as close as we are. Let me give you a little background on this wonderful lady. Kasia Sitar. She is the owner of True Mentality and the Clinic Health and Wellness, named top Canadian influencer, athlete, wellness coach. Kasia has gone through her own struggle, though, with health, emotional trauma. She was coming back from an injury last year. She now teaches the power of love, heart connection, true wellness, the movement, the nutrition, the spirituality, and the mindfulness. She just had me on an Instagram Live just about a week or so ago, and we talked about cultivating positivity. We've got a lot of great topics to talk about. Kasia, thank you for being my guest.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and share some of my experience with your guests.
Absolutely. She's in Canada, by the way.
Shout out to Canada, right here. Shout out to Canada.
So let's talk about, so we were talking about you overcoming, you know, your own emotional traumas. You're a wonderful fitness, I mean, you've been in fitness models. You are yourself a true athlete, and you were taken down by an injury last year, right?
Yeah, I've been taken down by a few injuries. My background is, like, I'm an athlete at heart, of course. And last year, I had a ruptured Achilles. Before that, I had a concussion. And then in my early 20s, herniated disc that left me not being able to walk. Liver function was down. And that's actually a part of my story that I don't know if I've shared with you, but it was several years of a lot of pain. So through these injuries, I've really learned a lot about mindset, especially the last one, which was my ruptured Achilles.
And, you know, you think about that, and as someone who works out regularly, and then you're training your own clients, and, you know, you're out there being a role model for them, suddenly you are taken down, and then the mind starts to go, when am I going to be able to get back? How am I going to get past this injury? Am I going to be able to be the level that I was at again? What went through your mind at that point? It's that game that we play in our minds, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it first happened, of course, there's a bit of denial, like, no, you know, I'm going to be back in 3 months. And of course, running a clinic, a health and wellness clinic, I knew that this was a pretty big injury. I knew it was going to be a year to 2 years. But of course, that athlete mentality comes in that, no, I've got this. I'm going to be that superwoman that's going to conquer this in 3 months. Well, it's been a year, and I'm just getting back into jogging and really, like, focusing on fitness again. But I had to really change my mindset. The first 2 weeks were tough. I sat and I had to sit with my own thoughts. I couldn't run. I couldn't work out. I had to really just sit with myself, which now I see is a blessing. I definitely learned a lot of lessons through the first couple weeks to a month of just having to sit still. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that things happen in our lives to show us these gifts and these show us, you know, new experiences. I was always an athlete that wanted to go, go, go. And this injury forced me to slow down, to sit still, sit with my mind, and really practice what I teach, which is all about overcoming the instability of the mind, right? Our mind is so powerful. It can lift us up and it can tear us down.
Yeah, so, we were talking about that earlier with our guest in the 8 o'clock hour, you know, with the Olympian that we had on, Dawn Harper. We said it can be your best friend. It can be your worst enemy. And I actually had Kasia on my Thursday night life coaching class that I do with my private clients. And I always tell them, look, if you're taken out of the game, you're not able to work out. I know that they obviously came to us, you, myself, any other trainer. They're coming to change their lives physically. And then all of a sudden they're taken away and their mind messes with them so bad. And I, just like you just said, many times things are taken away from us so that we can concentrate on another facet, another aspect. If you're not able to work out, you're not able to play your game. Well, then maybe it's because we're supposed to rest more. Maybe we're supposed to work on our mental side, our spiritual side. There's always another part of our lives that we should be focusing on when the other part's taken away, even temporarily. Like you're saying, it's that instability in the mind, and maybe we need to work on that more.
Absolutely. And I knew at that point in my life, that's exactly what was happening. I was working a lot. I was working with a lot of clients as well, and just sort of neglecting my own health mentally in ways. So I knew it was time that I needed to slow down, appreciate the things that I have around me. And that kind of goes back to that mindset of, you know, like, take the good from an experience, take the good out of the challenges and the struggles that we face. And that's something that I teach now based on that experience, is that, you know, when it's not really like life is not happening, you know, to us, it's really happening for us. If we can stop and slow down enough to mm-hmm. see it like that. And at first, it may just be looking at, you know, the small little things that you're grateful for when you are forced to slow down, the small things that you're grateful for that you can really look around and be like, okay, you know what, this situation is not as bad as I think it is. I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to do what I can do. So eventually, after about a month or 2 months of healing, I started to go back to the gym and just do what I could do. My workouts changed a lot. My nutrition changed a bit as well. But I just really focused on what can I do now to improve my health, my wellness, my spirituality, and even more so, my mindset.
Once again, if you're just joining us, Kasia Sitars is my guest. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about where we focus our attention goes and cultivating positivity. What does that mean? Think about that during the break. And we'll be back with more on Kasia. We also have Rick Fessler coming up before the half hour wraps up. And we're going to talk about being vital in this world and how he actually started a company called Vital. That's all in the next half hour here on KMOX.
I'm Dakota Hudson.
I'm Jordan Hicks.
I'm Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty.
I'm Tommy Edmond.
I'm Cardinals outfielder Jordan Walker.
I'm Paul DeJong.
I'm Woodson Contreras.
I'm Adam Wainwright. And you're listening to the voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
KMOX is Cardinals Radio.
Welcome back to At Your Service here on KMOX. I'm your host this evening, Monica Adams. And you can follow me online, by the way, therealmonicaadams.com. We just launched my YouTube channel. And on that channel, all you will have is positivity. No more negativity. I was in news for many, many years, and I said, it's time to step away. It's time to step away from the negativity. It's time to change this world and impact this world. And the last hour and a half that we've been on, it's guests that are truly changing lives on so many levels. And one of them is my guest that we've had on here for about 5 minutes or so. We got another about 10 minutes with her, Kasia Sitars. She is the owner of True Mentality and the Clinic Health and Wellness. And we're talking about mindset and how it plays a huge part in our lives, in our sports, athletics, etc. One of the things that Kasia talks about is what we think we become, choosing what thought to entertain and allowing the flow of thoughts in and out and observing them versus judging them. And we can all be so judgmental, not just to other people, but just how much you play in that mindset. Tonight in my class, Kasia, I was telling them, you know, let's transfer. Let's talk about transferring mindset. So if someone says, you're no good, you're ugly, you're dumb, I had them writing words down in 60 seconds. Let's transfer quickly when someone says that. No, we know that that's not right. We know who we are. We know we're a good person. And that person's not going to have power over us. But the world could be so different if we allow that power to happen, that mindset. So where we focus our attention goes. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exactly it. Where we focus our attention, our energy flows. We are made up of, you know, trillions of cells that are literally energy. So if we are focused on that negative, and even if our environment is negative, you know, our space is negative, the people around us are negative, then typically we get into a depleted mindset. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, as you just said, make a list of those depleted emotions or thoughts. And then really put truth to it so that you can actually start to feel the renewing thoughts that we are meant to feel and think. So renewing thoughts of, you know, gratitude even. That's actually one of the tools that I help a lot of my clients get to is gratitude, is just being appreciative of the things that are around them, even if they start small. Because ultimately, our thoughts become feelings, and our feelings will cultivate an action. Mm-hmm. And really, if we actually look at a situation, and depending on the meaning that we're giving that situation, that is going to produce a thought. That thought is going to produce that feeling. So if we can go back to the thoughts and have renewing thoughts, it's going to produce renewing feelings, and then cultivate a positive action.
That's where you and I align on so many levels, and I think we knew that when we first met. What was the name of that boxing little... I actually have one in my basement. What's it called? Body Blast or something like that?
Battle, battle bag.
The battle bag. That's it. So she and I met when I interviewed her when I was at Fox 2, and I used to do some fitness segments, and it's still a great workout still to this day. But one of the things that I think you and I both do so well with our clients, it's this. I talk about bookending the days. So in the morning, setting that intention, right? So
yes.
You're the one that has the power over how you're starting your day. And so if you've started with this great positive mindset, then throughout the day, people, things that happen throughout the day will always try to take you off course. But at the end of the day, then you sit down with your thoughts and you find gratitude, and you have to be able to find something that happened throughout that day that's positive. And then hopefully you clear the mind and you have, you know, good rest and sleep, and then you start it over again. And it's the bookends of the morning and the evening back and forth. You talk about cultivating positivity. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, if you think about even just the word cultivate, right? Like, it's something that you acquire and you develop. Cultivating really becomes a skill. It's, as you and I talked about this before, it's like a muscle that you train. And really, it's about renewing your mind constantly and cultivating a positive mindset. So it is a practice that you do daily. As you just said, setting an intention in the morning, it's super important. I also do that myself. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, because especially overnight, like, you can have dreams and thoughts that circulate through your brain. And so when you wake up in the morning, I see it as like a new start to the day. Mm-hmm. I don't look at social media right away. I don't let other people's, you know, intentions interrupt my intentions. I get into my own soul first and set my intentions for the day and cultivate that day, cultivate the positive mindset right from the get-go. And then as the day progresses, as you said, you know, things can happen. And as soon as that negative chatter comes in, because we have thousands of thoughts that go through our brain, mm-hmm. and we get to choose what we entertain. And sometimes those negative thoughts slip in, right? So I really like to stop for a second and actually forgive myself for those thoughts. And then I choose again. I have that opportunity to choose again. So that's one of the tools that I actually use to cultivate the positive mindset, because the more you do that, the more you stop yourself when you are thinking negative, or, you know, that poor me victim mentality, and you forgive yourself and you choose again, it does become a practice that when, you know, there's a lot of struggle in your life, if you've practice this, it can become easier to stay positive through those struggles and challenges.
Well, Kesha, I think a really powerful example for us to use, I'm sure we've all met people that have gone through some really horrible things. Let's just, and I hate the word cancer, but let's just use that. I've met people who recently have been stricken with breast cancer, or, you know, testicular cancer. It doesn't matter what form, but then you'll have the people of the why me? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Then you'll hear the person who has the exact same diagnosis, and they'll say, why not me?
Yeah.
How does that person get to that mindset? That's what people want to try to learn.
And that's exactly like, you know, I just recently lost my closest mentor, best friend, incredible woman, and her mindset, she had cancer as well, and her mindset was really about her environment around her and inside her. So her own mind and then the people around her. She was not going to put up with people having the poor, you know, poor you attitude. It was, wait a minute, no, send me good energy, send me love, because this, again, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me kind of mentality. And she taught me so much through her own experience as well. And I think that's what we're here for, right? Is to experience our own struggles, learn from them, grow from them, and then teach others how to really survive and keep that positive mindset.
So, if Kesha, if anybody wants to follow you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty active on Instagram. So at Kesha_Sitars is great. You can also follow me on Facebook. And I will be starting up a YouTube and podcast hopefully soon. So stay tuned for more information there.
And we might be doing that together. So you put it out there to the universe. It's the law of attraction, my friend.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Before you leave, I have less than a minute here. Before you leave, there's one thing that Kesha has done that I've never done, but she wants me to come to Canada. And I think one of the things she's going to talk me into, it's the cold plunge. Is that what it's called?
cold plunges. Yeah. So just to quickly finish off here, because I know you're going to get into supplementation and stuff, because I do believe, yes, you can think positive, but sometimes our bodies actually need support. If you are going through a lot of fogginess, or maybe your nutrition needs a cleanup, like that, you can put support systems in that will help you thrive. And one of the things that's really helping me right now is cold.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'm Dakota Hudson.
I'm Jordan Hicks.
I'm Cardinals pitcher Jack Flaherty.
I'm Tommy Edman.
I'm Cardinals outfielder Jordan Walker.
I'm Paul DeYoung.
I'm Woodson Contreras.
I'm Adam Wainwright.
And you're listening to the voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
KMOX is Cardinals Radio.
Welcome back to At Your Service here on KMOX. I'm your host this evening, Monica Adams. And you can follow me online, by the way, therealmonicaadams.com. We just launched my YouTube channel. And on that channel, all you will have is positivity. No more negativity. I was in news for many, many years, and I said, it's time to step away. It's time to step away from the negativity. It's time to change this world and impact this world. And the last hour and a half that we've been on, it's guests that are truly changing lives on so many levels. And one of them is my guest that we've had on here for about about 5 minutes or so. We got another about 10 minutes with her, Kasia Sitar. She is the owner of True Mentality and the Clinic Health and Wellness. And we're talking about mindset and how it plays a huge part in our lives, in our sports, athletics, etc. One of the things that Kasha talks about is what we think we become, choosing what thought to entertain and allowing the flow of thoughts in and out and observing them versus judging them. And we can all be so judgmental, not just to other people, but just how much you play in that mindset. Tonight in my class, Kasha, I was telling them, you know, let's transfer. Let's talk about transferring mindset. So if someone says, you're no good, you're ugly, you're dumb. I had them writing words down in 60 seconds. Let's transfer quickly when someone says that. No, we know that that's not right. We know who we are. We know we're a good person. And that person's not going to have power over us. But the world could be so different if we allow that power to happen, that mindset. So where we focus our attention goes. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's exactly it. Where we focus our attention, our energy flows. We are made up of, you know, trillions of cells that are literally energy. So if we are focused on that negative, and even if our environment is negative, you know, our space is negative, the people around us are negative, then typically we get into a depleted mindset. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, as you just said, make a list of those depleted emotions or thoughts, and then really put truth to it so that you can actually start to feel the renewing thoughts that we are meant to feel and think. So renewing thoughts of, you know, gratitude even. That's actually one of the tools that I help a lot of my clients get to is gratitude, is just being appreciative of the things that are around them, even if they start small. Because ultimately, our thoughts become feelings, and our feelings will cultivate an action. Mm-hmm. And really, if we actually look at a situation, and depending on the meaning that we're giving that situation, that is going to produce a thought. That thought is going to produce that feeling. So if we can go back to the thoughts and have renewing thoughts, it's going to produce renewing feelings, and then cultivate a positive action.
That's where you and I align on so many levels. And I think we knew that when we first met. What was the name of that boxing little? I actually have one in my basement. What's it called? Body Blast or something like that?
The battle bag.
That's it. So she and I met when I interviewed her when I was at Fox 2, and I used to do some fitness segments, and it's still a great workout still to this day. But one of the things that I think you and I both do so well with our clients, it's this. I talk about bookending the days. So in the morning, setting that intention, right? So you're the one that has the power over how you're starting your day. And so if you've started with this great positive mindset, then throughout the day, people, the things that happen throughout the day will always try to take you off course. But at the end of the day, then you sit down with your thoughts and you find gratitude, and you have to be able to find something that happened throughout that day that's positive. And then hopefully you clear the mind and you have, you know, good rest and sleep, and then you start it over again. And it's the bookends of the morning and the evening back and forth. You talk about cultivating positivity. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, if you think about even just the word cultivate, right? Like, it's something that you acquire and you develop. Cultivating really becomes a skill. It's, as you and I talked about this before, it's like a muscle that you train. And really, it's about renewing your mind constantly and cultivating a positive mindset. So it is a practice that you do daily. As you just said, setting an intention in the morning is super important. I also do that myself. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, because especially overnight, like, you can have dreams and thoughts that circulate through your brain. And so when you wake up in the morning, I see it as like a new start to the day. Mm-hmm. I don't look at social media right away. I don't let other people's, you know, intentions interrupt my intentions. I get into my own soul first and set my intentions for the day and cultivate that day, cultivate the positive mindset right from the get-go. And then as the day progresses, as you said, you know, things can happen. And as soon as that negative chatter comes in, because we have thousands of thoughts that go through our brain, mm-hmm. and we get to choose what we entertain. And sometimes those negative thoughts slip in, right? So I really like to stop for a second and actually forgive myself for those thoughts. And then I choose again. I have that opportunity to choose again. So that's one of the tools that I actually use to cultivate the positive mindset, because the more you do that, the more you stop yourself when you are thinking negative, or, you know, that poor me victim mentality, and you forgive yourself and you choose again, it does become a practice that when, you know, there's a lot of struggle in your life, if you've practiced this, it can become easier to stay positive through those struggles and challenges.
Well, Kesha, I think a really powerful example for us to use, I'm sure we've all met people that have gone through some really horrible things. Let's just, and I hate the word cancer, but let's just use that. I've met people who recently have been stricken with breast cancer or, you know, testicular cancer. It doesn't matter what form, but then you'll have the people of the why me? Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Then you'll hear the person who has the exact same diagnosis and they'll say, why not me?
Yeah.
How does that person get to that mindset? That's what people want to try to learn.
And that's exactly like, you know, I just recently lost my closest mentor, best friend, incredible woman, and her mindset, she had cancer as well. And her mindset was really about her environment around her and inside her. So her own mind and then the people around her. She was not going to put up with people having the poor, you know, poor you attitude. It was, wait a minute, no, send me good energy, send me love, because yep. This, again, it's not happening to me, it's happening for me kind of mentality. And she taught me so much through her own experience as well. And I think that's what we're here for, right, is to experience our own struggles, learn from them, grow from them, and then teach others how to really survive and keep that positive mindset.
So, if Kesha, if anybody wants to follow you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty active on Instagram. So at Kesha_Sitars is great. You can also follow me on Facebook. And I will be starting up a YouTube and podcast hopefully soon. So stay tuned for more information there.
And we might be doing that together. So you put it out there to the universe. It's the law of attraction, my friend.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Before you leave, I have less than a minute here. Before you leave, there's one thing that Kesha has done that I've never done, but she wants me to come to Canada. And I think one of the things she's going to talk me into, it's the cold plunge. Is that what it's called?
Cold plunges. Yeah. So just to quickly finish off here, because I know you're going to get into supplementation and stuff, because I do believe, yes, you can think positive, but sometimes our bodies actually need support. If you are going through a lot of fogginess or maybe your nutrition needs a cleanup, like that, you can put support systems in that will help you thrive. And one of the things that's really helping me right now is cold therapy. There's studies on cold therapy, how it can increase your mitochondria production, which is our energy. So I've been doing it every single morning. And yes, Monica, come in the winter, so it's even more fun.
All right.
And little nice cold spot there, and you feel amazing. You feel it just shocks the nervous system and gets you ready for the day.
Yeah, shock, I'm sure. That's what it sounds like. Kesha, I could have you on for hours. We'll be doing this again, my friend.
I will just have to quickly say, do not go jump into freezing cold water.
Okay.
Unless work up to it, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Again, Kesha, she is in Canada, so I really appreciate it because it's an hour later for you. So now you can get to bed, get some good rest.
Thank you, you bet.
One of the things I always talk about with my clients is hydration, hydration, hydration. And you know what? Why would you want to drink out of something that's just boring when you could drink out of something that has a message to you and remind you of your importance in this world? Well, we're going to talk with Rick Fessler. When we return, we're going to talk about two things. One is his company, Vital, and these wonderful water bottles that remind you of how important you are, but also how he and his wife are in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. We're bringing it home about the soul. It's the mental, physical, spiritual, and soulful side of life, all achieving balance and health. At your service here on KMOX, I'm your host, Monica Adams, and Rick is my guest next. Welcome back to KMOX, At Your Service. I'm your host, Monica Adams. Once again, you can follow me online. I have several social media channels. They're all pretty much the real Monica Adams, except for Twitter. You only have 15 characters, so it's real Monica Adams. But more importantly, you can go to my website, therealmonicaadams.com, where I am doing personal training, life coaching, emceeing, auctioneering, you name it. It is changing lives on a mental, a physical, and a spiritual level. And that's why I did a little sidestepping and walked away from doing news and just the negativity. I was just done with it. I wanted to be a part of positivity. and making you understand just how important the mindset is. I met our next guest actually through a pitch that came to the station when I was at Channel 5 about he and his wife being featured in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And so here we are talking about spirituality and talking about how we bring the soul into it. So I asked Rick to give me a little background when I was going to introduce him, and I love this. He said, okay, here's mine. Father to two amazing daughters, husband, and in parentheses, sometimes a good one, to an incredible wife, serial entrepreneur, author, and seeker of God's grace. I just love that. And the book Maestro, by the way, is part of a 9-book series that is the latest creation by Mark Victor Hansen, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul and an Amazon bestseller. Rick, thank you for not only being my guest, but for coming in this late.
Oh, my pleasure.
So you and I met. I actually had you on my life coaching show that I do on Thursday nights with my private clients, and it was very impactful. And one of the things that I really loved is you got done with that quote unquote interview. It feels like a podcast when I do that with them. And you were, first of all, very moved. But one of the things that you walked away was that there were a couple of women, when I asked them, do you think you're vital? Do you think you have a purpose in this world? And some of them were like, I don't know, maybe. And you are here on a mission to make everyone understand that everyone's vital, right?
Yeah, that's our mission, at least, is to remind everybody that they're vital. And we're so intentional about using that word remind instead of tell, right? I'm not the authority on this. Only our Lord and Savior is. But we want to remind people, because you're born with worth and value. It's innate. That's yours. You own that.
Mm-hmm.
People will try to steal that from you. And what we try to do is just remind you that you're vital.
So how did you and your wife get chosen to be in this incredible Chicken Soup for the Soul series?
Yeah, so I was introduced to Mark Victor Hansen by a mentor of mine, Dr. Tom Hill, for the way that I run my companies. I believe that as a business owner, that anybody I employ is entrusted to me by God. So I know, and I take that very seriously. So I know it's my responsibility to move them along in their life journey, whether that be with me in one of my organizations, or whether it's me preparing them for their next step in life.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that I run my businesses caught the attention of Mark, and then his whole crazy new series he has with the Savannah Valley series, he invited us to co-author a book. So my wife and I did that.
And why Maestro?
So we chose the character Maestro because a maestro is a fascinating individual if you think about it. A maestro stands in front of 100 musicians a night. And the unique thing is that they know that each one of those musicians is vital, absolutely important, essential to pulling off the perfect concert. He can't just step up there one night, dial it in, and say, you know what, we're just going to get this concert done with the string section tonight, right? That's not a thing.
Right.
You can't do that. And that's how I view everybody that comes in front of me is that everybody is vital. I've run across them. They've run across me for some reason. And you just kind of dive in and try to figure out what that is.
Once again, if you're just tuning in here at your service, our final segment is with Rick Fessler. We're talking about the book Maestro, which is in the series with Mark Victor Hansen, again, Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and just how great it feels to nourish that soul, right? So when you came up with the company Vital, it's V-I-D-L, when did that mindset, when did it enter that you wanted to do this?
Well, it was in late 2018, early 2019. I had just sold my company. I had 120 retail stores across the nation, and I had, in doing that, I put together all these programs for the employees. And what I started to realize over and over and over is that they just didn't feel as though they were worthy of these programs. They loved them, but they wouldn't partake in them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I dove into it to find out why, there was just this amazing amount of doubt in all of them. And then I just started really realizing that doubt is in all of us. And it's just It's the craziest drug out there. I mean, to me, it is just it is what is eating away at society.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted to do something next in my life to help overcome that for people. So with Vital, it's a tangible item you carry throughout your day. Like you said, it's great for hydration, obviously, mm-hmm. but it's a constant reminder as you go throughout your day that you are vital. You're absolutely important, essential, and treasured.
And so these water bottles, by the way, so if somebody wants one before we get back into this, what's the easiest way? They go to the website?
Yep. Yeah, vitallife.com, VIDLlife.com.
And so they get an opportunity to choose what that message is. It could be a scripture message, right? It could be a religious message. It just is a powerful message when things, like we were talking with Kasia, as things go wrong throughout the day, look back at that water bottle and set you back on your path.
Yeah, we have motivational messages or inspirational verses that you can choose from. And I'll tell you, what we didn't see in this has become such an amazing gift to give to somebody. But the crazy thing is, it's a gift that is usually giving during a time of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not set out for that to be the purpose of this product, but we are so honored and blessed that that people are buying these things for people that are going through all the things you've been talking about all night, mm-hmm. right? And I hate that word cancer too, but we get so many requests for individual messages, or they choose what we already have available just to try to lift somebody up.
And they're absolutely beautiful, by the way. I've seen them. My clients have them. They get to choose a color for the base, mm-hmm. and that can be shifted out, and you can get multiple colors. So it's always changing. Your mood changes. Your colors change in your mind.
Yeah, we wanted to create a bottle that was unique. So you've got your normal water bottle, but then there's a detachable colored base mm-hmm. on the bottom. There's 14 different colors to choose from, because color is, believe it or not, very meaningful to a lot of people. And so we wanted to make sure that we got an array of colors that you could choose from that kind of keep you focused on things throughout your day.
And again, just so very, very good for your soul. Just a few minutes left. Has there been, since you started the company, one particular message that you see as the biggest that people are buying? Is there one that's stood out?
There is one out there that our, probably our top seller is one that is the message, my only competitor is the person I was yesterday.
I like it.
And I think that's just a great motto to live by.
So again, you and your wife, you are on this mission to impact the world, change the world, make us all understand. It doesn't matter who we are. We could be the CEO, the president of a company. We could just be this young kid that just started in school. We're all vital. We're all here for a purpose. And hopefully to make a positive impact.
Yes, we are all we're all absolutely important, essential, and treasured. And we just need to remember that.
Did you ever see the movie The Help?
Yes, yes.
Right? The little girl, you are important.
Yes.
You are beautiful. And it is. Here was her mom not believing in her. And then here's a woman that took care of her. And it's that whole shift of you are important. Don't let anybody ever try to put you down. Right. No, but it's all in our mindset. We're bringing it back home. The mindset of, nope, I don't believe you. And I'm not going to let you have power over me.
Exactly.
I love what you're doing. You and your wife both, Rick and Stacy Fessler, they're behind Vital. And again, the website?
VitalLife.com, VIDLLife.com.
It has been a pleasure to have you in studio. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
And to all of my guests that I have had on tonight, I want to let you know once again, you can follow me, TheRealMonicaAdams.com. We launched a YouTube channel, about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago. And my mission on that, just like Rick's mission, is to do nothing more than to provide positivity to you. No more negativity. There's too much of that in the news. But one of the things that I always love doing in both television and radio is to tell those positive stories. And I want to continue to do that. I had to step away and start my own thing so that I could tell those stories in my way, and that is what I'll be doing. I want you to follow me. I'd love to meet you. Personal training in Kirkwood and Brentwood. I'd love to do that with you. Semi-private training and private training. All that can be found, as well as life coaching and being able to speak for your corporation. Let's change some lives together. Let's make a positive impact on this world. Why would we want negativity? It's all in what we're surrounding ourselves with, and set that mindset powerfully. It's been an honor for being a guest and being your host, I should say, tonight here on KMOX. Have a wonderful evening. Welcome back to KMOX at your service. I'm your host, Monica Adams. Once again, you can follow me online. I have several social media channels. They're all pretty much the real Monica Adams, except for Twitter. You only have 15 characters, so it's real Monica Adams. But more importantly, you can go to my website, TheRealMonicaAdams.com, where I am doing personal training, life coaching, emceeing, auctioneering, you name it. It is changing lives on a mental, a physical, and a spiritual level. And that's why I did a little sidestepping and walked away from doing news and just the negativity. I was just done with it. I wanted to be a part of positivity and making you understand just how important the mindset is. I met our next guest actually through a pitch that came to the station when I was at Channel 5 about he and his wife being featured in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And so here we are talking about spirituality and talking about how we bring the soul into it. So I asked Rick to give me a little background when I was going to introduce him, and I love this. He said, okay, here's mine. Father to two amazing daughters, husband, and in parentheses, sometimes a good one, to an incredible wife, serial entrepreneur, author, and seeker of God's grace. I just love that. And the book Maestro, by the way, is part of a 9-book series that is the latest creation by Mark Victor Hansen, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul and an Amazon bestseller. Rick, thank you for not only being my guest, but for coming in this late.
Oh, my pleasure.
So you and I met. I actually had you on my life coaching show that I do on Thursday nights with my private clients, and it was very impactful. And one of the things that I really loved is you got done with that quote unquote interview. It feels like a podcast when I do that with them. And you were, first of all, very moved. But one of the things that you walked away was that there were a couple of women, when I asked them, do you think you're vital? Do you think you have a purpose in this world? And some of them were like, I don't know, maybe. And you are here on a mission to make everyone understand that everyone's vital, right?
Yeah, that's our mission, at least, is to remind everybody that they're vital. And we're so intentional about using that word remind instead of tell, right? I'm not the authority on this. Only our Lord and Savior is. But we want to remind people, because you're born with worth and value. It's innate. That's yours. You own that.
Mm-hmm.
People will try to steal that from you. And what we try to do is just remind you that you're vital.
So how did you and your wife get chosen to be in this incredible Chicken Soup for the Soul series?
Yeah, so I was introduced to Mark Victor Hansen by a mentor of mine, Dr. Tom Hill, for the way that I run my companies. I believe that as a business owner, that anybody I employ is entrusted to me by God. So I know, and I take that very seriously. So I know it's my responsibility to move them along in their life journey, whether that be with me in one of my organizations, or whether it's me preparing them for their next step in life.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I run my businesses caught the attention of Mark, and then his whole crazy new series he has with the Savannah Valley series, he invited us to co-write, co-author a book. So my wife and I did that.
And why Maestro?
So we chose the character Maestro because a maestro is a fascinating individual if you think about it. A maestro stands in front of 100 musicians a night. And the unique thing is that they know that each one of those musicians is vital, absolutely important, essential to pulling off the perfect concert. He can't just step up there one night, dial it in, and say, you know what, we're just going to get this concert done with the string section tonight, right? That's not a thing.
Right.
You can't do that. And that's how I view everybody that comes in front of me is that everybody is vital. I've run across them, they've run across me for some reason. And you just kind of dive in and try to figure out what that is.
Once again, if you're just tuning in here at your service, our final segment is with Rick Fessler. We're talking about the book, Maestro, which is in the series with Mark Victor Hansen, again, Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and just how great it feels to nourish that soul, right? So when you came up with the company, Vital, it's V-I-D-L, when did that mindset, when did it enter that you wanted to do this?
Well, it was in probably late 2018, early 2019. I had just sold my company. I had 120 retail stores across the nation. And I, in doing that, I put together all these programs for the employees. And what I started to realize over and over and over is that they just didn't feel as though they were worthy of these programs. They loved them, but they wouldn't partake in them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I dove into it to find out why, there was just this amazing amount of doubt in all of them. And then I just started really realizing that doubt is in all of us. And it's just, it's the craziest drug out there. I mean, to me, it is just, it is what is eating away at society.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted to do something next in my life to help overcome that for people. So with Vital, it's a tangible item you carry throughout your day. Like you said, it's great for hydration, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it's a constant reminder as you go throughout your day that you are vital. You're absolutely important, essential, and treasured.
And so these water bottles, by the way, so if somebody wants one before we get back into this, what's the easiest way? They go to the website?
Yep. Yeah, vitallife.com, VIDLlife.com.
And so they get an opportunity to choose what that message is. It could be a scripture message, right? It could be a religious message. It just is a powerful message when things, like we were talking with Kasia, as things go wrong throughout the day, look back at that water bottle and set you back on your path.
Yeah, we have motivational messages or inspirational verses that you can choose from. And I'll tell you, what we didn't see in this has become such an amazing gift to give to somebody. But the crazy thing is, it's a gift that is usually giving during a time of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not set out for that to be the purpose of this product, but we are so honored and blessed that that people are buying these things for people that are going through all the things you've been talking about all night, mm-hmm. right? And I hate that word cancer too, but we get so many requests for individual messages, or they choose what we already have available just to try to lift somebody up.
And they're absolutely beautiful, by the way. I've seen them. My clients have them. They get to choose a color for the base, mm-hmm. and that can be shifted out, and you can get multiple colors. So it's always changing. Your mood changes. Your colors change in your mind.
Yeah, we wanted to create a bottle that was unique. So you've got your normal water bottle, but then there's a detachable colored base mm-hmm. on the bottom. There's 14 different colors to choose from, because color is, believe it or not, very meaningful to a lot of people. And so we wanted to make sure that we got an array of colors that you could choose from that kind of keep you focused on things throughout your day.
And again, just so very, very good for your soul. Just a few minutes left. Has there been, since you started the company, one particular message that you see as the biggest that people are buying? Is there one that's stood out?
There is one out there that probably our top seller is one that is the message, my only competitor is the person I was yesterday.
I like it.
And I think that's just a great motto to live by.
So again, you and your wife, you are on this mission to impact the world, change the world, make us all understand. It doesn't matter who we are. We could be the CEO, the president of a company. We could just be this young kid that just started in school. We're all vital. We're all here for a purpose. And hopefully to make a positive impact.
Yes, we're all absolutely important, essential, and treasured. And we just need to remember that.
Did you ever see the movie The Help?
Yes.
Right? The little girl, you are important.
Yes.
You are beautiful. And it is. Here was her mom not believing in her. And then here's a woman that took care of her. And it's that whole shift of you are important. Don't let anybody ever try to put you down. Right. But it's all in our mindset. We're bringing it back home. The mindset of, nope, I don't believe you. And I'm not going to let you have power over me.
Exactly.
I love what you're doing. You and your wife both, Rick and Stacy Fessler, they are behind Vital. And again, the website?
VitalLife.com, VIDLLife.com.
It has been a pleasure to have you in studio. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
And to all of my guests that I have had on tonight, I want to let you know once again, you can follow me, TheRealMonicaAdams.com. We launched a YouTube channel, I guess about a week or so ago, a couple weeks ago. And my mission on that, just like Rick's mission, is to do nothing more than to provide positivity to you. No more negativity. There's too much of that in the news. But one of the things that I always love doing in both television and radio is to tell those positive stories. And I want to continue to to do that. I had to step away and start my own thing so that I could tell those stories in my way, and that is what I'll be doing. I want you to follow me. I'd love to meet you. Personal training in Kirkwood and Brentwood. I'd love to do that with you. Semi-private training and private training. All that can be found, as well as life coaching and being able to speak for your corporation. Let's change some lives together. Let's make a positive impact on this world. Why would we want negativity? It's all in what we're surrounding ourselves with, and set that mindset powerfully. It's been an honor for being a guest and being your host, I should say, tonight here on KMOX. Have a wonderful evening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.